Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. It's 1 o'clock, and I'd like to extend a warm welcome to all of the veterans that are joining us. If you are walking by and you are a veteran, we invite you to come over, sit on the in the bleachers, and enjoy a thank you show that we have for you, and then you can participate in the Veterans Parade that will be forming up after our program to walk down to Show Center. Well, you won't walk down unless you can. We've got vehicles, and you can walk, if able, to go down to Show Center, where they would love to recognize your service. If you are not able to walk, don't worry. We have vehicles, jeeps, golf carts, anything that we can use to take you down to Show Center. So please feel free to join us with your families up in the bleachers. If you join us, we have some gifts for you. But while everyone is forming up, I'm going to sing a few songs for you. My name is Teresa. I perform here every day at around 9:40 and 12:40 before the Warbirds in Review program that has been a staple of Warbirds for many, many years. And I'm delighted to have been asked to be a part of this patriotic thank you. And so I'm going to sing a few songs for you. They will be songs that represent the different periods of war that you guys may have served in. And so to start everything off, I would like to start with an Andrew Sisters tune that to me is representative of World War II in its entirety. This is a song called Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. Boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was born with the draft. He's in the army now, he's blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, and so the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A tootly add and tootly blow and take to the bar. A boogie rhythm, you can't blow a note unless the basic guitar play with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he plays boogie woogie bugle, he's busy as a busy bee. And when he plays, he made the company jump bait to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And attitudely-atta, toot-toot, he blows eight to the bar. A boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless a basic guitar play with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. We've got some dancers over there. To your left. A boogie every night. He wakes them up the same way in the morning light. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he blows when someone gives him a beat. Wow, wow, he wakes them up when he plays reveille. Boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And in a root, a toot, a root toot toot, he blows eight to the bar. He can't blow a note unless a basic guitar play while with him. Because he jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle. Very, very much. And thank you to the couple from the Living History reenactors that you can find over in the corner of Warbirds for providing a little bit of dance for us. If you have been in our parade before, I see some of you are standing over there, like getting ready to line up. I would actually encourage you to move into the bleachers because things are going to go a little bit differently today. We're going to have extra special entertainment as well as handing out waters and gifts and things for you before we file together or line up all together to walk down to Show Center. Again, let me tell you, if you are a veteran walking past, you are invited to join us in the bleachers for a Veterans Thank You program, where you're going to get some swag, and then you're also going to get a chance to drive down to Show Center and be part of a thank you for your service that I think you'll find pretty dang cool. So please don't be shy. Join us. There'll be a whole lot of you joining up. You won't be by yourself, so there's nothing to be nervous about. But you'll score some good swag, and it'll be a great opportunity for you and your families. All right, so while we wait for some of our upcoming things, I'm going to sing another song for you. This one is one that was actually written during World War II, but got most of its fame when Dean Martin recorded it in the 1950s during the Korean War. This is a song called All I Do Is Dream of You. All I do is dream of you the whole night through. With the dawn, I still go on dreaming of you. Just walking by, again, I just want to let you know that we invite you to come join us for our Veterans Tribute and Parade. We are all forming up in the bleachers so that you can get some water. They've got a can koozie, and I don't know what else they have to give out as thank you for your service. It looks like there's some hats at least. Don't be shy. If you have served in any capacity during the war, and our veteran, we ask you to please come join us. We're all going to parade down to Show Center. And it's going to be a lot of fun. This is the fourth time, I think, that we've done this. And it's always been well received. And we're so grateful to our sponsor, American Airlines, who, of course, have the flagship Honor Flight that took off this morning and will be returning later this evening. We are so grateful to their support and sponsorship of this great program. Also, a big thank you to AirToAirTV.com. If you enjoy aviation programming, AirToAirTV.com is the one that records all of these Warbirds in Review events, and they offer all kinds of wonderful programming throughout the year. Top secret, if you go there today or this week and sign up, I have a secret code for you, Warbirds 22, and you will be able to access the site for a whole year for free. So we're a huge thank you to them, not just for providing, you know, the big TV and all the other stuff, but also for this great free service to you guys. All right, I want to sing another song for you. We've got just a little bit more time coming up. This is a great song by Patsy Cline. It's a song called Crazy.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonesome.
Very much. Thank you. All right. So if you sat down in the bleachers as a veteran and have not received a water or a hat, raise your hand. Anybody that just sat down as and is a veteran and didn't get? Oh, we've got some gentlemen over along the sidelines over here that we do want to encourage you. If you are a veteran, to join us in the bleachers and then continue to join us for the parade down to Show Center. It's a wonderful event. You're going to have a couple of celebrities around leading you down there. And it gives everyone else an opportunity to thank you for your service. And so if you're kind of hanging out in the wings, not wanting to join the veterans program, come on now. Give us a chance. Give us a chance to show you how our appreciation, give you a few free gifts, and let you be a big star here at Air Venture. We're going to start our program in just a minute or two. As soon as I hear from everyone that we are ready to start.
Are we?
Oh, okay. I've been told I can sing one more for you. I sang this one earlier today, and I think it's just such a great song from the 1960s that kind of fits my voice since I'm not really a girl band. But it's kind of stuck in my head, and I'm encouraged to sing it again. This is a Petula Clark song called Downtown. You guys will know your part.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music in the traffic of the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of the gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them soon before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be all right now.
Turn the microphone over to my dear friend, Connie Bolin, who's going to kind of get the ball rolling and let you know what's going to be going on from this point forward. So please, if you will, a nice warm welcome to Connie Bolin, who puts this whole thing together.
Thank you, everyone. My name is Connie Bolin, and I'm simply here to say thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. It is my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of EAA Warbirds of America, and I'm going to turn the program over to someone that you're probably accustomed to listening to the military line of commands. So I'm going to turn this over to Brigadier General retired Ed McElhenney.
Thank you, Connie. As you can tell, I put a different hat on if you've been watching the Warbirds in Review programs. And again, I echo what Connie said, which is thank you for all your service. I'm sure we've got everyone. In fact, I heard we've got a Coastie out there somewhere, a Coast Guard guy, which is a really good thing. But the name of the game here today is this is your mission brief, okay? You're all in the military or families, et cetera, and all we want are military members or retirees that are going to be in the parade. But the mission brief is to get safely from here down to show center, okay? Not out like on the taxiways or the runway or anything like that. And all you got to do is, hey, put one foot in front of the other, follow the guys out in front of you, and we're going to get down there to show center where they're going to have a welcome for us down there. So that's what we're going to try to do. And in trying to do that, we've got some more singing that's going to go on here shortly. And the sequence of events is going to be Teresa is going to close our event here with God Bless America. When she sings God Bless America, I'm going to call for all the veterans to assemble. When I say assemble, that means, hey, come down out of the stands, don't hurt yourselves, and we're going to head that way. You'll see your service flag, and that's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard lined up there, and just line up heading east-west behind your respective flags. There will be golf carts over on the far side for those of you who can't walk or don't want to walk all the way down to show center. And the parade will be led off by several Jeeps. There will be one Jeep in front of each service flag, or behind each service flag, I should say. And the lead Jeep, I will be driving, and normally I have a driver. Well, no, now this time it's a little bit different because this guy who, oh yeah, he won the medal, excuse me, he earned the Medal of Honor, and that's Major General Brady. He will be the marshal, if you will, and I will be driving him. I'll be in the left seat, he'll be in the right seat. But then we're also honored to have a couple, 100-year-old people here who fought in World War II, and that's going to be Bud Anderson. Bud Anderson is going to be following me, and along with Bud Anderson is a gentleman named Major Retired Lucky Luckadoo, B-17 pilot, got 25 missions in World War II and survived. He's going to be our topic tomorrow at Warbirds in Review. So yeah, you're in really, really good company, and I'm honored to be driving the Medal of Honor recipient and have those guys following me. So that's what the sequence of events is. That's what the mission is. Your next job is going to be when I say assemble, and that's after we have Teresa sing God Bless America, then we're going to head over that direction. We're going to assemble and head south. And with that, we've got Teresa's leadoff singer, if you will. I think that's what she called you. And a tremendous friend of Warbirds, a Warbird pilot, along with a son who is a Warbird pilot. This guy's name is Aaron, and I just met him the other day, and I'm kind of going, Aaron something. Anyway, he gladly said yes, he would be happy to participate. So this guy over here is Aaron Tippin. His wife is there, his son is there. They're going to sing us a couple songs for us, and we really, really appreciate your participation and your support of Warbirds. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you, General.
Well, our daddy didn't like trouble if it came along. Everyone knew him, which side he'd be on. He never was a hero, a county shining light. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right, and uphold your family name. Oh, you got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. Now, we might have been better off our own bigger house if Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty, just living his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep tonight. And he'd say, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. Oh, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different they were in Daddy's day. But I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. Oh, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. As the general said, that's over there on that side. That's my owner, Miss Thea. And our youngest son, also into the Warbirds world. And we're pretty proud to be here today to help help celebrate these veterans. And as some folks may or may not know, my career started off back in 1991. I was on the Bob Hope Show, Christmas of 1990. First thing I ever did was get on a C-141 with Bob Hope and go to Saudi Arabia and entertain our troops just before the war. That's kind of where my career kicked off. Since then, I've been very fortunate to go downrange and see our troops on the battlefield about 7, 8, 9 times. And I'm very thankful for those opportunities, because I can tell you right now, when you get to see the greatest warriors in the world straight up in front of you, it's a glorious moment. And one of the songs that kind of got that lined up for me, we're going to do for you right now. A lot of folks think the song was written after 9/11, but the truth is, we wrote this song a couple of years before the enemy attacked us. But it's one I'm very proud of, and I, one of the most special moments I think I got to play this song was in Kandahar. And I did it as the last song. And I remember the guys and gals coming on their feet, showing how proud they were to be representing us. And it was an honorable and a wonderful moment. Something I'll never forget, a little tune called Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly. Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, with the stars and the stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. There's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. If that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. With the stars and stripes and their eagle flies. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth. It's the only place that I prefer. my wife and raise my kids. Yeah, the same way my daddy did. With the stars and the stripes and the eagle flag. Wear the stars and stripes and the eagle flag. Thank y'all very much.
I got one thing to say. Thanks for being a patriot, man. Appreciate that very much. Well done. Well done, and thank you. All right. Next, I think you recognize Teresa. And I will say, once she gets done, we'll get everybody to assemble. And I didn't brief, but down at the far end, when we get to show center down there, we're going to exit the vehicles. My vehicle is going to go to show center. General Brady's going to get out because he's going to be speaking a little bit. The rest of you will stop a little bit short of the podium, if you will, down there, where you will disembark. The Jeeps and the golf carts will be a little bit north, so you can stay and listen to the remarks. When you're done, if you want to just stay down there, that's fine. If you want to ride back, the Jeeps and the golf carts will be right there. You can join back up with them, and we'll be headed back up this way. So that's the mission brief. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to my favorite singer, Teresa. You've got it.
Thank you. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light Thank you very much. And to each and every veteran, I want to personally thank you for your service and your sacrifice for us to be here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa. Outstanding job. Wonderful. And for those of you who weren't here this morning, this is our guest in Warbirds in Review. This is the man who earned the Medal of Honor in Vietnam flying helicopters, Major General Patrick Brady. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here. And I think we've got two more coming right now. I'll introduce you, and then we're going to assemble and get ready to go. And our TOT down there is a little bit flexible, but we're trying to get off of here by about 1:45. Got it. Yeah, you got to look good. All right. If you don't recognize him, Colonel Bud Anderson, United States Air Force retired. And Connie, I got to ask, is Lucky going to make it? Okay, Lucky's going to meet us down there. Okay, in that case, I'll say now, in an orderly fashion, the veterans that are going to be in the parade, please come on down out of the the seats and assemble behind your flags. And Lucky is right over here by the eagle. Lucky is by the eagle. I'm looking now, and I don't see him yet. But anyway, we'll see Lucky tomorrow. But go ahead and get behind your flags, and thanks for being here.